Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and joining me now is Katie Henriksen. Throughout the week, she's the host of Note, and on Sunday evenings, Sunday Symphonies.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do we have tonight?
Well, two symphonies that were both composed in the 19-teens. One from the Ukrainian composer Boris Lyashinsky, who was born in 1895, died in 1968, and then one from Edward Elgar, who everyone knows pretty well, and his dates are 1857 to 1934. And we've got Lyashinsky's Symphony Number 1, so it's his first symphony, and Elgar's Symphony Number 2.
And 19 teens, so kind of around the time of like World War One.
Elgar started his Symphony Number 2 in 1909. I don't have the record of when it was premiered, but it was like the early part of the 19 teens. And then Lyashinsky's, well, it was completed in 1919, but it did not premiere as a completed work until 1923. So it's kind of spanning that little era of things. So Elgar composed his second symphony and dedicated it to King Edward VII, who died. And in the tribute, it says it was designed to be a loyal tribute and became formally dedicated to the king's memory. The elegiac slow movement has the character of a nation's lament as well as expressing a more personal quality of sorrow on the composer's part.
So, like, more it turned into a memorial more than
because when he was starting to write it, he wanted to write it for a king who was very much alive, and then he passed away while the composer was composing the work. So it did become a real tribute.
Because how long to compose an entire symphony? Probably takes time.
It really depends a lot. I mean, it's just like any kind of creative person. Some people, they have this inspiration, this flash of lightning, and they create a work in 24 hours, or depending on what size the work is, it takes longer. But still, some people it just immediately happens, and then other times people are laboring over a work for years and years and years. Yeah. A lot of times there's a lot of times composers will die and a piece will get edited after their death because the person hadn't finished what they felt was the final form of it. So scholars and other composers will take a look at it and do
research.
So sometimes you'll see when you're looking at recordings, it'll say in parentheses, it'll say the 1913 edited version edition, because there's a lot of work that you can pick up scores that are the quote original published version, and then a version that was edited
and added to
later,
or subtracted from.
Which happens in books as well. You can get really long editions of a book, and then you can get the edited and that kind of thing. So,
Well, and then the second symphony is a Ukrainian.
Yeah, this is a Ukrainian composer. This is his Symphony Number 1. So, in the liner notes, it talks about how this shouldn't be compared directly to the other European symphonies of the same time, but also it shouldn't be compared to his later work. It is an early work of the composer, but there are a lot of surprising moments in it where you can see how he is developing his personal touch to what he's turning out. So the liner notes talk about how there might be things that appear as raw or angular, but then those same elements you can recognize in a lot of Lyashinsky's later work.
Okay. All right. Well, that's tonight at 7 for 2 hours of Sunday Symphonies. And then you, in addition to being our classical music person at KUAF, you also do art stories for Ozarks at Large. And last week you had a musician in the studio.
Yes. Sean James came into the studio, and he I invited him in as Sean James, but he's currently doing work as Sean James and the Shapeshifters. And so he brought in harmonica player Nick Shoulders and then a banjo player, Mark McKinney. And so the song that you're about to hear is called Eating Like Kings, which was written by Mark McKinney. And it actually has an interesting story, because I asked him where it came from, and it came from he was over in Afghanistan, and so it's basically like a love letter to food, kind of
he's a veteran.
Wanting to eat like a king. And, you listen to the song, and it does sound like a love song, but it comes from a different perspective than what you would think of immediately.
I mean, a love song for food. All right, well, here's that piece.
Thanks.
Thank you, Katie. Weekend Ozarks at Large.